Australian researchers have found that drinking sugary drinks increases the risk of diabetes independent of obesity. The Australian National University study also revealed that women who consumed sugar-laden drinks are at much higher risk than men, and it bolsters calls for a sugar tax, as Caroline Winter reports.
Australian researchers have found that irrespective of obesity or weight gain, sugary drinks can cause type 2 diabetes.
We found that only a moderate proportion of the relationship was through obesity, so that there's actually a direct relationship between sugary drink consumption and diabetes, independent of obesity and weight gain.
Karen Papia is a PhD candidate at the Australian National University. Her team studied the consumption of sugary drinks of nearly 40,000 adults in Thailand between 2005 and 2013. Using a new statistical technique to reach their findings, they showed women react differently to sugar-filled drinks and are more likely to develop type 2 diabetes from regular consumption.
In Thailand, they've undergone a recent transition with economic development. Foods have changed and we've had increased urbanisation. So there's been a big increase in sugar consumption and much of it in the form of sugary drinks.
Between 1983 and 2009, the average Thai person's sugar intake jumped from 13 to 31 kilograms in a year. Karen Papia says these findings bolster the global and Australian campaign for a sugar tax.
We found that if consumption of daily sugar-sweetened beverages was avoided, we could prevent 4,000 cases of diabetes in the national population. This is suggesting that targeting sugary beverages could actually serve as a principal point of public health action to prevent the national rise in diabetes.
Several countries have already imposed or committed to a sugar tax, including Mexico, the US, UK and France.
Studies from around the world that have actually implemented a sugar tax have shown that there has been some improvement and some reduction in the consumption of sugary beverages.
Type 2 diabetes affects the way the body processes sugar. Of the 1.7 million Australians who have diabetes, 85 to 90% are type 2 cases. Dr. Michael Gannon is National President of the Australian Medical Association.
What this study doesn't do is prove that high doses of sugar cause diabetes, but it is plausible that if you on an ongoing basis consume drinks that contain three, five, eight times the sugar of anything available in nature, that you could over time change your body's sensitivity to insulin. It could lead to diabetes.
Michael Gannon again has backed calls for a sugar tax and says Australia has already fallen behind in this space.
All we're simply saying is that we should send that health message to consumers that products containing 15 teaspoons of sugar should be used occasionally. They should never pass the lips of a child under the age of 12 in any significant amount. Let's try and turn around this one thing which is contributing to our obesity epidemic.
But the Australian Beverage Council says research shows sugary drinks are not the primary driver of poor diets. CEO Jeff Parker says sugar taxes overseas haven't shown any impact on public health.
Mexicans have had a tax there for the last 3 or 4 years. Mexicans are not getting any thinner as a result of their soda tax. What the latest ABS data shows, and some research which was commissioned by the Beverages Council from CSIRO, shows that there's been a fundamental shift away from regular sugar drinks towards low and no kilojoule varieties, and that shift away has been happening for the last 15 years.
The CEO of the Australian Beverage Council, Jeff Parker, ending Caroline Winter's report, and the research has been published in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes.